Strangers and Aliens, Episode 69, Best Worst Superheroes. But first...
Spontaneous Combustion Man, rocketed to Earth as a child when his planet was mysteriously blown apart. Jonathan Smithington was raised by okay parents in a lower middle class neighborhood, but now he seeks his destiny, donning the baby blankets left in his rocket ship, which just happened to have an insignia that happens to look like the letters S and C inside a cool shape. An insignia that, when translated into English by computer crystals, means spontaneous combustion. Jonathan Smithington prepares to take on the criminal underworld as the superhero, Spontaneous Combustion Man! Episode 1, The First Adventure. It is an average Sunday in Pleasant Valley when a scream rings out.
Ah!
A scream! Someone needs help! Someone needs my help. But not as me, Jonathan Smithington, mild-mannered city park sanitation worker. No, me as in...
Spontaneous Combustion Man.
What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
Well, you see that man with a gun pointed at me?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, doesn't that speak for itself?
I see.
Excuse me, if you don't mind, I'm sort of in the middle of something here. Run along, you crazy loon. Who wears their pajamas in the middle of the day in the middle of the park?
First, criminal, lots of people wear pajamas in public these days. It's the style. Second, these are not my pajamas. These are my superhero costumes. And third, I am not Crazy Loon. His territory is over in Midville Heights. This is Pleasant Valley. But not so pleasant with you around. Hand over that gun.
Who's gonna make me? You?
Indeed. You have the honor of being the first criminal I have had the pleasure of foiling in his crime.
I'm warning you. Well, shoot.
And I'm warning you. I'll use my superpowers.
What are your superpowers, Spontaneous Combustion Man?
I don't know. I've never used them before, but I cannot wait to find out when I use them on this scum.
What's your name again?
Spontaneous Combustion Man.
Yeah, your name's gonna be mud when I'm through with ya.
Oof. Ow. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Wait, your name's Spontaneous Combustion Man? Are you sure you should be using your powers if you don't know? Hello? Where'd you go?
Help me. Call an ambulance.
He's gone, and I never got a chance to thank him. But he did leave his boots behind. That's weird. And there's smoke coming out of them. And a strange smell. Oh, that reminds me. I was going to have Herbert grill burgers tonight.
And so ends the epic story of Spontaneous Combustion Man. Tune in next week for... well, a completely different show. Because we're done here.
Welcome to the Strangers and Aliens podcast.
Strangers. To boldly say what needs to be said.
Would you be a stranger or an alien? Or would you be a strange alien?
The truth is out there.
Strangers and aliens.
I am your father's best friend's plumber.
Wonder Woman.
Heroes, villains. Captain Picard versus Captain Kirk.
Do you think that there's room in sci-fi for God?
The very first thing that God did,
so wise you are,
was that he created something, so we have a creative God.
This is Strangers and Aliens Podcast.
Hello, and this is Strangers and Aliens, and this is Kobe Radcliffe, not
speaking to you from the Sci-Fi Christian, and I'm here with
Steve McDonald.
Blah blah blah.
I'm Ben Avery.
I'm Dr. Jace O'Neill.
And I'm Steve McDonald.
I felt like I was on Frogger. Like I just squeezed in right between those two cars that kind of zip right by
blah,
each
blah,
other.
Blah, 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 blah.
Welcome again to another episode of the podcast that talks about sci-fi, fantasy, spirituality, and Christianity. And we are here to talk about superheroes. Because that's the theme. We are joining eight other podcasts in talking about superheroes this week. And I invite you to join in listening to those other podcasts. I really like those other podcasts. Although one of them has already been mentioned. Kobe, you mentioned one.
Yes, I did. I don't want to mention them again.
Mention who?
Exactly.
And there came a day. A day unlike any other. When Earth's geekiest podcasters found themselves united for a common theme. To take on topics no individual geek Christian podcast could withstand. Heed the call, then, for now. Podcasters, assemble!
Featuring Are You Just Watching? Movie, book, and TV show reviews with critical thinking for Christians. AreYouJustWatching.com. Faith, Hope, and Nerds. Being creative and being a Christian. FaithHopeAndNerds.com. Game Store Profits. Where geek culture and God culture collide. GameStoreProfits.com. Geek This Podcast. Geek culture without the pocket protector. GeekThisPodcast.com. Geekily Yoked. The world's best married Christian geek podcast. GeekilyYoked.com. Holy Worlds Podcast. Encouraging the effective use of niche media genres for the glory of God. HolyWorlds.Posterous.com. The Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. TheSciFiChristian.com. Storymen, the intersection of pop culture, theology, and history. Storymen.us. Strangers and Aliens, exploring faith and imagination. StrangersandAliens.com.
Issue 1, Superheroes.
So our episode today is Best Worst Superheroes. We're going to look at some of the worst superheroes that we love, or love to hate, or just hate. So, are you guys ready?
So yeah. Ready.
I am not, because my I did this on my iPad, and for some reason it didn't sync with my other devices. So hold on just a second. Let me get my iPad.
All right.
Then you can do it. Hold on.
Okay.
So while Steve is getting his stuff, Kobe, are you really upset with them, or are you just playing that you're upset?
I'm mostly really upset. I was sold for basically nothing. And I'm against selling people. So that's weird. Yeah.
I wonder, you know, now that you bring that up, I wonder if they're for that or against that.
I was going to ask them the same question, but I haven't received any phone calls or text messages from them since, so.
Yeah. Now, they don't know that you're actually here right now with us.
They do not.
Yeah.
That makes it all the more fun.
And this is the second one that we're doing.
So wait, did they really kick you off the show, or is this part of the gag?
If you've noticed, I haven't been on their last three episodes that they've done. They just keep on making more. I still have yet to get a call or a message of any kind saying, hey, we're going to do something soon. What are you doing?
Well, hopefully you're enjoying this.
Yes.
Having some time with us. Yeah. We're enjoying having you.
Break.
And, you know, being the theme week with other podcasts, it's perfect timing to have you with us. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to be here. That was not sarcasm as much as it sounded like it.
And, Steve, you have your iPad?
I do, but it's running out of power, so I'm going to email this to me, and then I can pick it off my other devices. So hold on just a second.
All right. So what we're going to do first is we're going to talk about what makes for a bad character. And Dr. Jace, when this topic was suggested, he sent a list of reasons why superheroes are bad or dumb or whatever. And it is awesome. This list, I Dr. Jason, did this just come off the top of your head or what?
I wrote them all in like 15 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was all of a sudden, I sent an email and said, hey, don't forget we're talking about this. Next thing I know, this email comes back. And so, Dr. Jace, let's go ahead and let's go through that list of yours. What makes for a really dumb superhero? All right?
Well, there's all sorts of really dumb things. Do you want me to go through the whole list?
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do first. We'll start out with the list, then we'll talk about some of our favorite dumb characters.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of, as we're talking about them, figure out where they fit on your in your different categories here.
Okay. Well, the different categories, because there's different reasons why some superheroes are just lame. One is lame names. Some of them just have unfortunate names. One is sour powers. These are, well, they're kind of cool, but their powers are really kind of stupid or don't make sense or are useless. And then you have boring stories. The characters might have potential, but their backgrounds, their backstories are lacking. Then you have moldy oldies. This is something that they might have been good, but it's hard to get them out of that era in which they're written or created. Then you have fruit suits. Some of them were just lame because their costumes were really stupid looking. And then you have money funny, funny money, which is basically some idea that some big suit created to make more money, and they just threw all these ideas out to see what stuck, and some of them were really, really bad.
So I think that is pretty self-explanatory. And I think it's actually a great overview of why we don't like certain characters.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I just, like I said, I got that email. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is perfect. Perfect. And they all rhymed. That was the other thing. I mean, this is poetry. This isn't just informative, Dr. Jace. This is literature that you've written here.
Wow. That's, I think, giving me a little too much credit, because basically boring story is an approximate rhyme, not a literal rhyme.
It's a slide rhyme.
Yeah,
it works.
I'm cheating.
If I was singing a song, I would include that rhyme if it fit.
Yeah, that's why it works for songs.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway.
Lame names, sour powers, boring story, moldy oldie, fruit suit, funny money. All right.
I've got one to start for lame names.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sure I'd be interested to see how many of you know of this, of my first person, but I couldn't go anywhere without it. In fact, I'm going to ask you what you know about this character.
All right.
But one of the dumbest lame names I have ever, ever heard, read, seen is called Squirrel Girl.
Yes.
Squirrel Girl.
Now, Squirrel Girl, I have never read about Squirrel Girl because I stopped reading about Great Lakes Avengers when she came on the scene.
That's a shame.
She is what caused Great Lakes Avengers to jump the shark for me. I did not read that series. I did not like what they were doing with that series. I let it go.
So. Yeah, and in one of the comics, she goes, "Yeah, neat name, huh?" And then she's got these like black star-eyed eyes, like she's on some drugs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's sad is that now she's actually kind of gathered some kind of cult following. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it is unfortunate.
He did Doctor Doom, though. That's pretty cool.
Bad.
Yeah. He's probably laughing his head off so much.
Of course, Squirrel you put Girl? That on your you put that on your resume, and then you know everyone else just lines up to say, "Yeah, you defeated Doctor Doom. Now defeat me." And then as soon as they defeat Squirrel Girl, they can say, "I defeated the superhero that defeated Doctor Doom," and then they get all the glory.
No, I think that they don't get any credit for that. I think that people know. Yeah, still, you defeated Squirrel Girl. I mean, let's face it. It's Squirrel Girl.
Hold up. Can I read this description for a second? It's
sure.
One sentence. It says, "Her ability to control squirrels is surprisingly powerful and has allowed her to defeat major supervillains."
Wow. It's like Aquaman, even less cool than Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, the things on my list, a lot of them fit into many of your categories here. I have to say, though, that some of the characters I'm about to mention right now, they all go together.
But you only do one, or are you going to do more than one? Because I can name off my other ones with lame names.
Well, go ahead then.
Well, one is Arm Fall Off the
Fall Arm off. Fall Off Boy. Yeah, he's on my list.
Okay, good. Because that's just dumb.
He's from the Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, it's still dumb.
And that's, well, that's the group I was just going to mention. The Legion of Superheroes, the whole idea is that, you know, they have all of these superheroes in the future, but they're all dumb. I mean, I shouldn't say they're all dumb. It's just
most of them have one power.
Yeah, but there's so many of them that it's almost like, I don't know how it's possible, but they almost like they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
Legion of Superheroes, you have, okay, Matter Eater Lad.
Yeah, that was dumb. Yeah,
Bouncing Boy. Okay, now Saturn Girl, that's cool. Lightning Lad, I can live with that. Karate Kid, he's awesome.
What is Saturn Girl? I mean, is she like really gaseous and wears a lot of rings? I mean, that just makes no sense.
She doesn't really wear a lot of anything. no, that's a cool name. You know, Matter Eater Lad, he is one up on Saturn Girl, I guess, because you know exactly who he is from his name. But yeah,
because he eats matter.
Yep,
lad.
He's a lad and he eats matter.
I think anything with lad in it automatically is lame.
No, Lightning Lad, he's cool.
Lightning Lad is lame. Lightning, yeah. Lame. Aqualad. You know,
anything. Yeah, don't name them all because some of them are. Another lame name I have is Maggot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can kind of go with Maggot.
What?
No.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's supposed to be gross. I mean, the name fits who he is and what he does. Okay.
No, but see, the problem is I thought about having him under the superpower too, because he needs two huge parasitic worms to kind of eat away it with his stomach cavity. Which Colossus does the same thing, except he just thinks about it. So this guy has to release these worms. I mean, it's just really stupid.
Come on, but that was in a time period where they were going dark and they were going gross. And it was Generation X. They were really playing up on the whole mutants are outcasts. And so we have to get even more gross, because mutants are really cool in the Marvel Universe when you think about it.
Would you root for a superhero called Cockroach?
La Cucaracha, maybe.
How about Silverfish?
Maybe.
That sounds actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen a silverfish?
Well, yeah, I know what a silverfish is, but it sounds cool.
It does sound cool. Silverfish.
I mean, what about Leech?
That was Leech.
He was a cool character, but terrible name.
Name.
Leech.
Ant-Man's a terrible name.
Yeah, Ant-Man. Kobe, are you with me on this Maggot thing?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
what kind of superpower would you have? Eating dead leftover animals?
No, he has actual, like, maggots.
Yeah.
Enormous maggots in his body.
Yeah. Why isn't he called Maggots, then?
Okay, I'll accept that. It's a terrible name because it's grammatically incorrect.
Exactly. Oh, I have two that are very similar, and... You know, they're just bad. The first one does not describe the character at all. And it actually describes other characters that are very near to this character. And you're sort of like, why is this character named that? It's Speedy.
Yes.
Why would you name yourself? Okay, I can shoot the arrows pretty speedily, but... It's just, no, it just doesn't work on so many different levels.
Yeah, because he's best friends with a speedster.
That confused me for a while. I'm like, what?
Oh, confused my son, confused me. I mean, every child who comes across that character.
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy that can run fast, right?
Yep.
No, that's Kid Flash. Wait a minute, that guy's Kid Flash with the bow? No, that's Speedy.
It's like saying, wait, oh, Waterman's the guy in the water. No, Waterman flies. What are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about Submariner now.
He flies with water.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other character is, this came out at a time when this name referred to drugs, and it was marketed to children because, I mean, it was created by the House of Ideas and Steve Ditko and Speedball, for some reason. Is the name of a superhero.
Now, I read Speedball when it was coming out. I had the first six issues.
I think I have all of them, yeah.
I never had a problem with that. as a kid.
Well, no, but you probably not, because you were a kid when it came out, so you weren't, you know, hey, speedball, that's the name of drugs. But me, coming out of the 80s, where, you know, it, just drugs all the time. I don't know what the 90s was like, but you know, you had to be on the alert for all these different, you know, the different names of drugs. It was, you know, when parents were getting more aware of the different slang terms for drugs, and new drugs were coming out like crack and things like that, where you're like, crack, it sounds like, you know, what a baseball does to a bat. I mean, it doesn't sound that bad, but it was. And then you had speedball, you know, which is, I won't go into it, it's just drugs, but... It's just, and then you have, you know, Steve Ditko coming back and you know, this is his new Spider-Man. And here you go. It's a kid who can't control his bouncing.
Okay. So did everyone give a lame name?
I have one more.
Wait, I got a couple yet.
Okay, go ahead, Kobe. Sorry.
First one is the Negasonic Teenage Warhead. You ever hear of that one?
I have never heard of that one.
Yeah, I did, yes.
Part of X-Men, actually.
Yep. NTW.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the other one I found was Jubilee. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about her for something else.
Yeah, if you think of what a Jubilee is, I mean, it's a celebration. It's, you know, yeah. 4th of July type of a Jubilee thing. And her powers were fireworks, basically.
Well, that's what she called them. Yeah. But that's not a superhero's name.
Yeah, I never liked her name.
That's a terrible name.
How about Boom Boom?
Yeah, but Jubilee, I had her down as potential for lame powers, for at least the one when she was with the X-Men before she became a vampire. I'm like, ooh, great. She does fireworks. Big deal.
Well, I've got one more for lame names. This one is not so much funny as it's just kind of really awkward. And that's when Captain America gave up being Captain America for a while in like 89, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the run. So they brought in John Walker to be the new Captain America. And he was a loose cannon. And this is a really cool story. It's actually a really, really great story arc. But they brought in a new Bucky as well. And it's this really large, powerful African-American man. Now, the problem is, and they didn't know this when they were writing it, but Bucky is actually, in the South, a derogatory term used on African-Americans.
Like buckwheat.
Yeah. And so they actually, what was really interesting about this was this played out in the letter column of the book. And I was actually reading the book at the time. I was buying Captain America every month because I really enjoyed the storyline. And I'm reading in the letter column, it's kind of coming up that, you know, they're talking about that. And so in the book itself, they have the character of Bucky, you know, who he changes his name to Battlestar because they actually bring it up in the book. And then they were also talking about it in the letter column. But it was really an interesting thing to me. It's kind of really awkward as well. And the writer, he apologized in the letter column and everything. He's like, I did not have any intention for this to be like that. And I did not think, I just thought we're doing something cool with the character, with Captain America. The new Captain America needs a sidekick, you know, and I did not intend for this to play out the way it did.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Battlestar, on the other hand, that's kind of an awkward name too. But that's just because whenever I see him, I just can't help, you know, thinking about Starbuck and Apollo and...
But it's a cool name.
Commander Adama.
Battlestar.
Okay. Well, he had a star in his costume. I mean, they did a really good job of trying to figure out a name that would be natural.
And he did go into battle.
He did. He did. Yeah.
So if we're going to go to the next one, Sour Powers. Because their powers are dumb, I'm going to name the first one because I want to make sure I can get it in. And that is one I think most of you guys will agree on. And that's Zan from the Wonder Twins.
Yep, he's on my list right there, right under the Legion of Superheroes.
No, I think it's an underused power.
Yes.
That's the problem.
That is a problem, though. That is a serious problem.
Well, it's a serious problem because the writers are... It's a problem that the writers have. It's not a problem that the character has.
Well, no, because we only know the limits and limitations and possibilities of their powers through the writers. We can imagine that he has something, but if all he ever does is turns into a pail of water...
But he doesn't. One time he turned into a gigantic ice beast to fight a gigantic ice beast.
Okay.
And he won.
This is mine, and I'm choosing. I get to choose which Zan, and I'm speaking of the Zan from the Super Friends. So
I've only seen him in the Super Friends. I know he's appeared in other things, but
and he's the one that turned into the gigantic ice beast. Yeah, he's pretty cool. What's your point again?
My point is that this is my point, and I'm choosing Zan from the Super Friends because he only chews into ice cubes and things. Plus, he was designed after Donny Osmond.
You choose Zan, and you didn't choose what is it, Apache Chief?
At least Apache Chief got big.
Hey, look, Chuck. Yeah, he got big, just like the gigantic ice beast that Zan turned into.
Okay, Steve, take a breath. So, I'm gonna go with my second one is Captain Marvel.
Really?
But which one though?
Exactly, Captain Marvel, not Kree and not Shazam. But the one whose arms and legs pop off, and that's about it.
Okay, Dr. Jace.
That makes sense.
I have those comic books.
Do you?
Yes. I'm Do you want to know why, though? No, let me explain to you why. You are going to really appreciate this. I was researching comic books and that kind of thing at the same time I was possibly going to be working with someone you know, Roger Elwood, on a possible comic book project.
You're going to work with Roger Elwood.
I was. Yeah. He was the writer in residence at Bethel College, where I worked at the time. And he kind of became a little bit of a mentor kind of thing to me. We went out to eat a couple times, talked about writing, and he was going to help with a comic book project that I was working on. Now, I found out that there is a comic book written by Roger Elwood. I don't know if it's the same Roger Elwood. I never got a chance to ask him yet. This was after he left the college. I went ahead and bought it, though. It's Captain Marvel. It's the one with the arms and legs and head that pop off. Written by, at least one or two of them are written by a Roger Elwood.
And you can't ask him because he's passed away since then.
I'll never know. I can't find it anywhere. In fact, I was actually looking that up. You know, a couple of years ago, that's how I found out that he had passed away, was I was looking up his name, and, I saw on his Wikipedia page that he had died.
I know that you've
been in contact with Roger Elwood in the past, obviously in the past, because
we were collaborating on a project as well.
That's how I knew, but I'm surprised that you brought that up just because.
I didn't know there was any connection there. Yeah. I remember his head and arms and legs popping off. I just remember there was one panel in a comic book where there's lions and all of his appendages pop off and they start circulating around the lion. And he says something like, "I'm hoping that by spinning that it will make the lion dizzy or have a hypnotic effect on the lion." So I'm sitting there going, wow, that's pretty interesting. He's trying to make the lion dizzy, by just flying his body parts flying around him.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's like I said, I have the comics. I've read them once and then tucked them away.
And my last one, which somebody has to have this guy, is Red B.
Red B.
Does anybody have Red B?
No. I've never heard of Red B.
He's not DC.
He's not too popular.
Or Marvel, is he? He's like an oldie.
So unless you're allergic to a bee, then you're pretty okay. Who cares about this guy?
What's his power?
He has a bee.
what do you mean?
I just remember that in one thing that I saw, he had a red bee and he released it on somebody.
So
hold on, let me think here. I think he trained a bumblebee and named him Michael or something.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. Yeah. Can I ask you guys this? My brother was telling me, if this is true, then this would fall under lame name and superpower, lame superpower. But is there really a comic book character called Poopy?
Yeah, isn't that like from Preacher or something like that, or Savage Dragon maybe.
Where instead of eating spinach to get his power, he eats something else.
Oh, yeah. I would not be surprised if there is, but it's not a mainstream.
Okay, because he was saying that it was, you know, maybe not popular, but people all know about it. And I'm like, oh, gosh.
Not everybody.
Anyway.
Okay, so that's Sour Powers. How about you, Steve? Got any dumb power characters?
I am going to say Bird Boy from the New Mutants. Most people would say Cypher, but hey, understanding all those different languages and stuff, that's kind of cool.
That actually is a really useful power.
It is cool, just not when you're fighting.
It's not a
no, but you don't put him on the front lines then. He's back at the computer.
But Bird Boy is basically a cross between a boy and a bird. Just horrible.
But it's another one of those names that perfectly describes what he is.
Yeah, but another terrible name because it's obvious and stupid. So, yeah, Bird Boy.
Okay.
Bad everything. I mean, man, he takes the cake. Bad costume, bad name, bad power, bad everything.
Kobe, how about you? Any sour powers?
I'm going to go with one that people may disagree with me on, but Mr. Fantastic.
What?
Yeah.
Do you include Plastic Man in that too?
Well, Plastic Man and Mr. Fantastic have different powers, though.
No, I know, but they're similar. I'm just wanting to know why, if he would differentiate them.
Yeah, I probably would, but I don't know.
Okay, Kobe, I'm going to one-up you slightly on this.
Ooh.
I'm going to go back to my standby, the Great Lakes Avengers. They have a character named Flat Man. His whole thing is he's flat and can stretch.
Yeah.
So.
See, I don't see the stretching thing as useful. I'm just...
Oh, yeah. Man. I could see it as being useful.
Totally.
No way.
Yeah, you lose the remote control. You still don't have to get up.
That's what that's for.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, that's why I was trying to clarify the difference, because Plastic Man's, like, one of the strongest things out there, because he could just, like, envelop you.
Well, Plastic Man can change shape and mold into different shapes. And with Mr. Fantastic, it's stretching. There's some shaping, but not, I mean, Plastic Man, he's able to, like, turn into a safe or a helicopter or something. And with Mr. Fantastic, yeah, he can, like, turn into a ball. And he can, like, you know, engulf you into a ball so you can breathe when there's gas or something. But
extremely helpful. Can you imagine if you're playing softball? Just make your hand really big and catch the ball anywhere on the field.
Yeah.
Just saying. I think it's a lame superpower. But you know what?
I'd take it in an instant.
I would not.
It's cool. I mean, stretching, you can.
Everything.
Well, okay, but Kobe, let's say this then. You have the choice between no superpower or that superpower.
I pick none.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I gotta pick none.
Oh.
Why would you want to be stretchy all the time?
Why not?
You don't have to be stretchy all the time. That's just power.
You could make yourself appear taller or whatever height you wanted.
Yeah. And you've seen the movie. You can do the wave. You can break dance, man.
You have something in the other room. You can reach and go grab it.
You don't have to get up. Even if you lose the remote control, you can still change the channel.
I'm already lazy.
But you could be so much lazy.
Here's the thing I don't get. I lose the remote control. I spend more time looking for that remote control so I can sit down and use it than I could have just gotten up and walked across the room and just changed the channel that way. But
did we get everybody sour powers?
I think so.
I said Flat Man, and I was thinking... I said
Captain Marvel, yeah.
I was thinking maybe... No, but her powers are cool. I was going to say Dazzler, but that I have a hard time.
Her powers are cool. I have her listed in a different category, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, boring, all right.
Boring story.
Wait a minute. I have one more for bad power.
Go.
Darwin from the X-Men. Basically, he evolves. Just horrible on many levels.
Okay, I've never read the comic, but the way they use that in the movie, First Class, that was pretty cool. He was just adapting to every attack that got thrown at him.
That's true. That was pretty
good. Okay. I've got one that will top them all.
Is this a power?
Yep. Okay. Sour power. And the last one, then we can move on to boring story. And that is, sour power is Super Grover.
No.
Wait, what?
Super Grover? He was cool.
No. His only power is the power of observation.
And he can fly.
He can fly, and he has strength, too.
Anyways, Super
Grover. What's wrong with observation?
Now, he crashes all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of the greatest American hero in some ways. But
okay, so boring stories. Like, people that could be cool, but they don't have really cool backgrounds, or it's just lacking in the story area.
Okay.
So what do you guys have?
I've got a couple. And one is... the Wizard. All right. Yeah. The Wizard's origin is that he was injected with cobra venom and mongoose blood, and that makes him fast. And his name is the Wizard. Why didn't I bring that up in lame names?
Sounds like he drank a gallon of lemonade.
Yeah, he has to be fast so he can make it to the bathroom on time.
Wow.
Okay, here's the other one. Now, this is another character. I had all of his appearances. I was following this character because he was super easy to follow, all right? And he fits in a lot of categories. Captain Ultra.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Now, that's Captain bad. Ultra, his origin is... where is that? He, an alien hypnotizes him to unlock his potential, allowing him to fly... have great endurance and strength and reflexes. Okay, so it's like... Basically, the way it was said in a comic is he's good at everything. He's really good at everything. And at one point, he was... Like, his secret identity, he was working as a stand-up comedian because he was able to tell superpowered jokes. And the thing that's interesting about him is he is one of the few characters who has an in-continuity appearance... that is in the What the comic book series that was just basically the Mad Magazine of the Marvel Universe. Right. He had a short story in What the that's actually in continuity with the Marvel Universe. Whereas the other stuff, most of the other stuff was all jokey stuff.
Right.
Like Spontaneous Combustion Man.
Do we know why it was in continuity?
I think it was just a filler kind of thing that they ended up putting in there. I mean, it was funny. It's a comedy story. But yeah. Wow. Yep.
Okay.
And if you ever see a picture of his costume, well, we'll get into that later. But
so, Kobe, what about you? Do you have any boring story superheroes?
You actually took mine with the Wizard.
I have one boring story list.
Yeah.
I have one boring story listed, but it covers thousands of characters.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Mutants.
Yes.
I knew it. We've talked about this before. I think it was on our other podcast.
I think so. But originally it was kind of cool because it was like, all right, they're mutants. They don't need a backstory. You don't have to think about, you know, drinking cobra venom or getting bit by whatever. But after a while, you're just like, they have no backstory except for evolution. And it just, you know, I mean, it's some people, and it still works if you're going to make a hero and you really don't want him to. Okay, he's a mutant. I'm not saying it's a bad backstory. It's just boring. After a while, you're just like, he's a mutant. And anyone that didn't have a reason for getting their powers or an origin, they're just a mutant.
And they would go back and change people to mutants and.
Yeah,
that happened to the Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah,
they discovered they were mutants. They didn't know, but they discovered that they were
the uncanny Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah.
Squirrel Girl.
that's crazy.
Now I will say this though, Steve, I agree with you a little bit, but I do think that you don't want to take it too far because, what's boring about it is. Not so much the backstory to the characters, but the origin of their powers. There's nothing except for that. Well, they're born that way.
Right.
And the other thing that kind of gets boring is that they all have that. When did your power manifest origin? Mm-hmm. And so it's, what terrible teenage trauma did you go through?
Right.
You know, but but at the same time, some of them are good stories. And yeah, you're able to, yeah, you know, have a good origin story of how they found out that they were a mutant, and, you know, their family, like Cannonball, he comes to mind. He has a family. He's a family kid, you know, and his parents appreciate him, and he grew up in the Midwest. And then you have Warren Worthington, the Angel, who, you know, he has, you know,
who got the Angel got much cooler when he became Archangel, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it depends on your definition of what's cool or not. And, like, if by cool you mean dark and traumatic. Well,
I mean by cool, like, if you have angel wings, someone could just shoot those down. But when you have these flipping cool metal wings, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, but here's the thing, and maybe this should be in Sour Powers for you, Dr. Jace. One of the things I loved about Angel was that you have a guy who can turn into ice and shoot ice, and you have the telekinetic girl, and you have a guy who shoots lasers from his eyes, and then you have Angel. He's got wings. All right.
I know.
I like that about him. That was why he was my favorite of the X-Men when I was originally reading them. He was blonde, like I was.
He was one of my favorites.
And he was weaker. I liked the fact that he was more fragile than the other characters.
He was my favorite character too, and that's why when I came upon the Archangel, where he had these metal wings and he could even shoot out metals out of his wings, I'm like, he is just as cool as Wolverine, except he can fly and he can shoot metal out of his wings.
Well, and that's exactly what they were doing. They were turning him into Wolverine.
Yeah.
I wish Wolverine can fly.
Yeah.
Flying Wolverine.
Can Wolverine swim, or would he sink?
That's a good question.
He's strong enough that he could support himself swimming. He doesn't weigh an inordinate amount for a man his size to be able to swim.
Because his bones are coated with the adamantium, right?
Yeah. So it's not just strength. It's a matter of body weight index. Because some people, even when they try to swim, they sink because they don't have the type of muscle mass to bounce. I don't know how it all works.
Well, he has endurance as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering how heavy it would be. I'm just curious. I'd like to know what it would be. Anyways, okay, I've got a completely off-the-wall, fake-for-boring story.
All right.
And that is Blue Falcon.
Blue Falcon. Is that the Hanna-Barbera character?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue Falcon with Dino-Mutt.
That's right. They just did a movie, a crossover movie with Scooby-Doo. Direct-to-video.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, he basically looks like Batman, and they're totally trying to copy Batman, and Dino-Mutt is the kind of Robin Scooby-Doo type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember watching it going, I pretty much thought it was Batman, but it's Blue Falcon, and it was very confusing. And there's really – I mean, I don't know what his full backstory is, but it's like he's totally ripping off Batman's style, except
It's like Batman with Scooby-Doo if Scooby-Doo was the product of you know, alien technology or something. Or Inspector Gadget's dog or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we move on to the next level?
Yep.
Moldy oldies. Okay, right. Number one, these moldy oldies they're lame because of they really never translated outside of the era in which they were created. They, you know, so I'll give you my first one that I have. It's hard for this poor guy, to be anything than what he was, and his name is Vibe.
He's back, though. He has his own series.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's unfortunate since he died. But anyway... You know, he was basically back in the day was their attempt to, because he's, you know, the Detroit area of Justice League, and he was, you know, basically the street guy.
Yeah. Detroit gets its own Justice League.
What was his name? Paco Ramon or something like that? He was a street gang leader.
Oh, I've got the comics right here, but in a stack. I don't know if I can get to them. I don't know. But he was an unfortunate character. But he's back. He has his own comic book series right now with the New 52.
Is his power the same, or does he still make things wobble?
Yeah, that's still his power.
Let me see you wobble.
So So yeah, vibe is my the tragedy of the time. I don't think it's I don't know.
There are a ton of characters from the 90s as well that are just problematic because they are they're out of that comic book bubble. You know, and they're a ripoff of Spawn, or they're a ripoff of Cable, or they're a ripoff of, you know, anything that Rob Liefeld created.
Yeah, Image.
Image. Basically, Image is, yeah, well, all of Image almost is like,
yeah,
the moldy oldie.
Yeah, I mean that if you have you know, DC Comics creating Kingdom Come to parody your entire output, you know, it's pretty bad. I think I'm going to go back to the 60s, though,
okay,
and pull one out of the hat. Brother Power.
Yeah, Brother Power the Geek.
I mean, oldie, he's bad uniform, bad story, bad power, lame name, just everything. He's another one that I'd put up there for the grand prize.
Okay, Kobe, do you have anything?
No, I don't actually.
How about Power Rangers?
No, I was
Power Rangers, yeah.
Absolutely not.
I have one. I have one. Hong Kong Phooey.
Number one super guy. Yeah.
How about the Mandarin?
Yeah.
I don't think the Mandarin, no.
Oh, wait. There was... Oh, I gotta find it. Can't remember what it was. It's like... It has something to do with this guy wears a boar head on his head.
Razorback. I know. I don't know. I think he came from Spider-Man. Maybe he was a Spider-Man villain, but I know him from She-Hulk.
Yeah. She-Hulk resurrected Dr. Bong and all those.
Oh, that's right, Dr. Bong. I forgot about him. Yeah, yeah. I'd almost put Howard the Duck in this category. Yeah. Yeah. Not so much for him, although maybe so for him. But also for his supporting cast. I mean, every story that he was in was a product of the time.
Yeah.
You know, you have... it's parroting the things that are popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
And,
all right. What about the...
Also, Dazzler.
Yeah.
And it was sad because she came out, like, right at the end of the whole disco craze. And she was just shoehorned into, you know, this classic run of X-Men. So you get this.
But she lasted.
Well, that's the thing. She did. Yeah.
I mean, they actually, I think she conquered the moldy oldie image.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you guys are talking about the disco. That actually is a great transition into my character of fruit suits, that their costumes were lame, because the one that I have down for fruit suits is Star Fox, because he looks like he was wearing a 70s jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Aren't they all?
With really funky hair.
Yeah. I got to go with if you're talking about bad uniforms that make no sense, Havoc. I mean, he's got these rings and...
I think that's cool, though.
Poops.
Yeah, that guy
it's cool. A cool effect, but the thing is, how do you work with that? Yeah. I mean, he looks like a Lady Gaga experiment. It's just, wow.
Yeah. Once you get into bad uniforms, the only thing that comes to mind for me, I mean, there's lots of bad ones, maybe even too many, but the ones that comes to mind for me is every original Super Friends character that they created in one season. It was Apache Chief. It was... Oh, what was his name?
Samurai.
Yeah, just Samurai, right?
Was it just Samurai?
I think it is. Just Samurai. And it was... he wasn't Black Lightning. What was he?
I think it was Black Lightning, wasn't it?
No.
It was Black Vulcan.
Black Vulcan.
That was it. El Dorado and Samurai and Apache Chief.
El Dorado. Did he have
pants? What was Samurai's power?
Samurai was like a cyclone kind of thing. Or was
he had a cyclone for the lower part of his body.
Yeah, I remember him.
And El Dorado, I think he could turn invisible.
Teleportation.
And force field.
Superhuman strength. Doesn't say force field. Let's see.
I just imagine them looking at each other after they were created and saying, "He forgot to draw our pants." None of them have pants. They have these like short shorts on.
It's like, they like, where was it, like village people type thing? I mean, I don't remember them that well.
No, no. I mean, they were put in there because it was like, Super Friends were all white. I mean, it was white. And so it was to, you know, put some other cultures in there. So you have the American Indian and you have, you know, the Japanese character.
Apache Chief. Yeah. I liked Apache Chief.
And Apache Chief actually made sense as much as a Saturday morning superhero cartoon that is trying to just come up with diversity because their cast is just so very white.
Kobe, do you have any fruit suits?
I do, but mine's a little different because it doesn't, it's not because of the, or like, it doesn't make the character bad, but it made what it was bad. So I'm sure everybody remembers, the 1997 Batman movie.
Yes.
The worst costume of all time. He gave Batman nipples.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, if you're making a list of best and worst.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Thanks, Alfred.
If you're doing best and worst costumes, Batman is on both lists.
Yeah. Yeah. I would probably agree. That's the worst costume I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, and it wasn't just the nipples. I mean, it was, they're just bad.
Can we even say that word on the podcast?
Well, it's a, I don't think we can.
Anatomical description. You don't have to. It's not going to force you.
I'm not going
to
make you say it.
So moving on to Money Funny, or Funny Money.
Yeah, let's move on to that.
Can you guys think of any... money grabs of big guys, the producers, the money people who basically created characters to try to make money and end up making something stupid.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, Iron Man.
That's nice. Not a character, though.
Yep. The Dark Knight movies there. Anyway.
How about the Superman family? When you Superman start getting family, into super horses and super monkeys and...
Yeah, probably.
It just stops being super after a while.
That's the Marvel family, just, you know, retro, a little later than the Marvel family, where you had, you know, the Mary Marvel and Captain Marvel Jr. and Uncle Marvel.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just...
Now, I don't mind Supergirl, and I don't mind Superboy. Of course, when Superboy was first created, he wasn't the Marvel, I mean, he wasn't a different character. He was young Superman.
Right.
And honestly, I don't mind Crypto either. It's when you start really going and digging deep with all these different animals that have capes.
Wait, come on. Crypto the dog?
I don't mind Crypto at all.
You don't have a problem with the super dog?
I don't have a problem with the super dog, no. No. And here's part of why. Part of why is because it makes for a great character for young readers. And part of why is, man, he's a dog, man. I like dogs. Yeah. I'm a dog guy. Now, you have the super cat, whatever that super cat's name was, Zippy or something, I don't know.
Streaky.
Yeah. Then you're getting crazy. But, yeah, one animal. You're allowed to have one animal.
Dog.
Superhero. You can have a dog. You can have one animal.
Monkey.
But, yeah, once you start having super monkeys.
Or a squirrel.
Squirrel. Okay, Squirrel Girl, she can have more than one, but they all have to be the same
bee.
Animal.
How about a bee?
All right, anybody else?
There are other families like that, too.
For, like, money grab stuff? I basically listed, you know, things that were more money grab, like, you know, the new universe. It was, you know, put forth as sort of like this wonderful new thing where you could start reading from scratch, and it was going to be like the birth of this new Marvel universe that you could, you know, really dig into. And it was just... Oh, absolutely horrible. Amazingly horrible. It was almost like they just like wrote the names of the things on cards and dealt them out to various writers and artists because nothing seemed to match up. No one seemed to have a vision for these things. Everything seemed derivative and the art wasn't good. I'm sorry guys if you worked on that. I didn't really like the art for almost every single thing. I mean, the crossovers, like the Mutant Massacre was really, you know, the beginning of that thing, where they said, hey, every single year, instead of doing a miniseries like, you know, the Secret Wars or Crisis on Infinite Earths, we can tie in a mega series that crosses all these different titles, and people have to buy them all to get the whole story, even the ones they don't want. And you know what? After a while, I was just like, you know, I'm done. I the stories aren't good. There's too many cooks spoiling the broth, you know, and too many stories that just didn't mean anything to the larger story, but it just had the name on the issue, so you had to buy it. And then
yeah,
right
but now
on
you're kind of getting away from our, you know, our topic, which is best worst superheroes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go to an actual one superhero, okay, which sort of culminated that whole thing for me back in the late 80s, early 90s. And and Dr. Jace, don't get upset. It's Batman, because they just started putting out title after title of Batman, and you just, you know, the Batman movies were coming out, so they said, let's just capitalize on this. And it was Batman, Batman, Batman. And I was just done with Batman real quick.
So now I know why you don't like Dark Knight. You're already jaded, so your opinion
it's probably
is not objective.
Yeah, probably.
I think we could actually start seeing more of that now because of the success of Iron Man and all the Marvel movies. Yeah. They're going to start bringing out Marvel characters that people don't really know, and I think they're going to bomb.
You know what? I can't wait. The character I keep waiting for?
Squirrel Girl movie.
No, Skate Man.
Skate Man?
Yeah, I saw Skate Man.
Wait, isn't that Tony Hawk's life?
Yeah. No, I'm waiting for the Vietnam guy to come back.
How about, there's a couple that went along with, you know, Dazzler was kind of like that, where it was a money grab because you know what's popular? Disco. Let's create Dazzler. And another one I thought of was, US One.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who he has a metal plate in his head so he can pick up CB radio signals. But that's when, you know, when you have the movie, or not the movie, the song Convoy, which inspired the movie Convoy, which inspired, you know, this whole trucker thing and Any Which Way But Lose and BJ and the Bear and all these trucker things. And so you have a trucker comic, US One. Right. You have Team America, which was not the movie, but was a team of motorcyclists who wore red, white, and blue and traveled across the country. They first appeared
on motorcycles.
Yep. The cool thing about that, though, is, again, I have this series. They first appeared in Captain America, and then they had a series that actually has an ending where the final issue is actually the end of those characters. It's done. Story's done. But, you know, the motorcycle stunt Evel Knievel type craze. Night Thrasher.
Yeah.
The skateboarder craze. I just think of those, like, money grabs there.
One that transcended the whole money grab thing, I think, was Iron Fist.
Yes.
You know, he came out when the Kung Fu movies were huge, and he's still around today, you know. Power Man and Iron Fist, awesome team up.
Well, and Power Man too. Wasn't he kind of coming off the
Black Power, Blaxploitations type stuff? Yeah.
Yeah,
but they made the jump, you know. They.
That's actually a good transition into our last question, but I want to be careful because do you guys have any more?
No,
Jace or Kobe?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about with these terrible characters, which aren't necessarily terrible, but is what is a bad character? We talked about. How about this, though? Is there really such a thing as a bad character? Because I look at some of these characters and think some of these shouldn't be popular, but the creators who came on were able to give them a fleshed out story and give them motivations and give them a story that people latch on to and appreciate. Is it the creator's fault that any of these characters are bad?
Yes. Squirrel Girl, come on.
Yeah.
Well, like, but Squirrel Girl has a following, though.
No, not a real following.
Well, she does. She does. I think bad characters are... What was that?
That's an internet craze. It doesn't count.
I think internet crazes count. But I think bad characters are when the creators don't care about the characters. They're given something to create. And, you know, hey, you need to create a disco character. Go ahead, run with it. It's like, well, What is disco? Music. All right. She's got sound. And I'm not saying Dazzler's a bad character. I'm just saying that type of thing where if you don't care about what you're creating and you're just tossing it off as if it's just, you know, another thing that we can sell, and hopefully I won't be attached to this for in the long run, unless it gets really popular and my name is attached to it and maybe I'll get some royalties. You know, it's just that's when you get bad characters.
Yeah, see, I look at the one I keep bringing up these guys, but the Great Lakes Avengers, they shouldn't work. And I didn't like what they turned into, but I really liked what they started out as. They were bad characters. Yes. You have Big Bertha, Doorman, Mr. Immortal, Flatman, and Dinosaur. She's a flying dinosaur person, in case you were curious.
She soars.
And...
But she's not actually not a dinosaur. She's like a pterodactyl type of thing.
Yeah, I can't remember who did this run on West Coast Avengers, but that's John where they Byrne. Appeared. What?
John Byrne.
Was it John Byrne?
Yeah.
And he gave them a reason for being. They wanted to be superheroes. And yeah, you may not like the story. It may not connect with you, but it connected with me. And I think that is, you know, as bad as all these characters counts. Were, that worked.
Yeah.
Dr. Jace, you brought up Arm Fall Off Boy. Okay?
Yeah.
Arm Fall Off Boy, if I were to ever get a chance to write Legion of Superheroes, my goal on my arc would be to give Arm Fall Off Boy a connective story arc that people would look at and feel.
Is that pun intended? A connective?
Yeah. I was trying to think of something that would kind of.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I would want to take that character and turn him into something good. And because the name is terrible, but I think that all characters, and it comes down to the creator. I think it comes down to the creator being able to inject their own emotion and experience into these characters to make them something that people like. Are there any characters who the character itself just is so bad that you just can't do anything good with them? Would you say that's a possibility?
A good writer will be able to take anything and make it work. But to preserve the core of that character and then still make it work, I think that's when you have a bad character, where you would have to change the entire character to make it work. And I'm trying to think if
Squirrel Girl could have her own TV franchise.
I think you could. I don't know if it would be popular because people would look at it and say, ugh, you know. But I think, Dr. Jace, don't you think that anyone with an actual connection to the character who, you know, feels like I know the story I want to tell with that character could possibly write something that would work well with Squirrel Girl?
I mean, they'd have to probably write it as a comedy.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but you know, I don't know. Could I mean, you could that'd be like saying could Michelangelo take somebody's basic carvings and turn it into something? Well, yeah, of course. Does that mean the original carvings were good? No, it doesn't. So yeah, I mean, I think there are bad characters. I think there might be seeds of good ideas, but then it takes someone who's really good to be able to flesh those out and make them good.
Yeah. My case study that I look at with this is Aquaman, where really I felt like, oh, this is a great character who has great potential, but so many of the people who are telling those stories just aren't able to find that potential. Yeah. And now he's a popular character again, and he's selling, you know, in the top 10, sometimes top 50, you know, he's outselling sometimes X-Men, so, you know, because he has a creator who has talent and who has a desire to see that character, you know, do well. And who is putting his all into it and giving us a pretty good story with Aquaman right now. So, yeah, personally, I believe then, as a creator, that there is no such thing as a bad character. It's what the creator does with the character. And I look at something like the Great Lakes Avengers, which the newer Great Lakes Avengers stuff I don't like because I don't like what the creator did with it. But those characters originally were great characters, not because they were awesome with their powers or had great looks or anything like that, but because they were intended to be these kind of wannabe superheroes. And so when Kurt Busiek was doing, you know, that storyline, he's exploring what these third, fourth tier characters are going through when they're looking at and looking up to, you know, Captain America and the Avengers and that kind of thing.
Right.
And so, you know, to me personally, I look at these bad characters, and honestly, I see a lot of myself in some of these really stupid characters because sometimes I feel like I'm the oddball. Sometimes I feel like I'm the one with the superhero costume that's no good, you know, or the powers that no one appreciates because, you know, I'm good at stuff that isn't worth much monetarily or, you know, that kind of thing. And so I have a special connection, I think, maybe more than I should, to these characters who we call them best worst characters, whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, we have a creator. He created us. He created us the way we are for a purpose, for our story, so to speak. You know, Great Lakes Avengers were created for that story, and they worked for that story. When other creators started taking them in different directions to make them more edgy or hip, didn't work. It didn't work. And I think that's kind of the way I look at, you know, I've been created for a story. It's a choose your own adventure, right? But just because I'm not as flashy or as cool or as deep as some of the other superheroes or other characters out there. Yeah, I mean, we've got a creator who he has plans for us. He knows the plans he has for us, and he loves us, and he wants us to be great, not in the way that the world says greatness is. He wants us to be great because when you're great in the kingdom, you're serving other people. And he wants us to be great because he loves us and wants to be a part of his will, his plan. And he wants us to be, you know, part of that story that he's writing, that story of the universe that we get to be a part of, no matter how bad of a character we might be. So anyway, I feel like I said, I feel a special connection to the Great Lakes Avengers. It started because they were from the Great Lakes area, and so was I. But it grew to when I saw these characters just trying to, you know, get by in a world full of giants. I don't know if that's a good spiritual application or if it's kind of weak, but that's kind of what I feel about those characters. I'm probably the only person in the world who gets that much meaning out of the Great Lakes Avengers. That said, you guys have any final words?
Good night.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Steve?
I have to work in a couple hours.
Kobe?
I'm just glad this was not the Sci-Fi Christian.
Kobe, probably, I don't know if you'll be with us next time, but we will have you on again because you're one of us now, man.
Yeah.
You're a stranger and you're an alien.
One of us. One of us. So. Come on, everyone, chant with me. One of us. How come you're not chanting? One of us.
I do appreciate you coming on our last episode and then making the time to come on this one as well. So
yeah, thank you guys for letting me be on. It's been fun.
We will talk again. And until then, everyone, stay strange and be alien because we are not of this world. Godspeed. You've been listening to the Strangers and Aliens podcast, hosted by Ben Avery, Steve MacDonald, and Dr. Jace O'Neill. Our music was composed and mixed by Tim Leffel. Please join in the conversation by visiting our website, strangersandaliens.com, where you'll find show notes, articles, reviews, and more. You can also email us directly at podcast@strangersandaliens.com, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangers, or you can leave us a voicemail on the Strangers and Aliens hotline. Just call 1-804-37-ALIEN and leave your message. And once again, thanks for listening. Okay, I am recording now. This is Spontaneous Combustion Man, take one. Action.
Ah!
No, you can't laugh. Wait, sorry. Can't laugh. All right, go ahead, Jace.
Can you do the scream again?
Ah! Are you sure you should be using your powers if you don't know?
Pow.
Just a second.
I'm going to put in an actual sound effect there. No.
That was funny. All right, just a second.